This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Have fun today on Kingdom Pursuits. I don't do this very often, but every once in a while, I just need to extend something when God's done something and it's just really been cool. So yes, you may have been just hearing the Christian Car Guy show, and yes, you're thinking, gee, I had a story and I didn't get a chance to call in. So I'm just opening it up, right? Because talk about a kingdom pursuit. I mean, this is an opportunity for you to share how God has taken your passion and using it to build the kingdom. If you had an encounter you didn't get to share on a Christian Car Guy show, we would love. I still have Trey with me here in the studio. We would love to hear your story. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and share. 866-34-TRUTH. Of course, we're going to get to a riddle here in a minute. We got all that. But we do have Trey Jones still with us. Hey. He shared the story, if you were listening to Christian Car Guy, on the fragrance that you got to smell in your house after that prayer time.
Yes, yes. After much humility and visualizing Jesus in his beaten form, unidentifiable form. And right after that, that's when the fragrance came in and really took over. And it's just awesome. Incredible. Incredible.
It is. And don't you think it's interesting? I actually, one of the things I incorporated this year in my year of abiding, I'm trying to figure out how to abide more with Christ. I take communion every morning in my time. Just me and Jesus, you know. And when you read that every morning, you can't help but get the picture that it's like that you will remember my death every day. I mean, whenever you take this in remembrance of me, in remembrance of his death. I mean, and so I find it fascinating that that's when you got that experience.
Yeah, and I, you know, talking about the nail, you know, in the Christian Car Guy show, you know. We're to nail ourselves on that cross. You know, it says, take up your cross, deny the self, take up the cross daily and follow me, you know, and we're to use those nails.
So we want to give you a chance to do that, 866-348-7884. But we also have a very special, talk about somebody like another poster child where, you know, God has taken their passion and is using it to build the kingdom. We have Shireen Gentry with us. And Shireen wrote a book called Identity Unveiled. And talk about a story you're going to want to hear today. I don't even know how. I'm going to let you introduce it, Shireen.
Yes, good morning. I'm middle-aged, and two summers ago, I was going back through the paper trail that my family of origin, my adopted family of origin, left behind. And I discovered some things that I'd not noticed before. Details on the back of photographs, information and letters and documents. And when you put all those things together, even though it's circumstantial evidence, it all points to one conclusion as to my biological origin, which was not the story I had been told my entire life.
Yeah, and her biological origin, as you're going to find out, is like huge, like, oh my goodness. Like, oh, wow, like you can hardly wait to hear this story. So her book is titled Identity Unveiled. And so speaking of unveiled, you know, you got.
Exactly.
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
He tried to get her to marry him to no avail. Okay. See, that's a little funny, Danny, but this is funnier. Right, there went my music just when I was on a roll. Okay, there, that's better. The waiter was shocked when I asked him for my salad to be served unveiled. You may wonder why I did that. I explained to him, no dressing. Okay, I got Danny to laugh on that one, so that's good. And no one wanted to see the unveiled banana. You know why? it lacked appeal.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like that. That's pretty cool.
Now, come on. That's downright funny, right,
Danny? That's original.
Yeah, there you go.
That's downright funny.
So you do at the end of all those shenanigans, I actually would have a riddle, and I do have a riddle, and it's a great riddle today that you can call in and win at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Which prophet in the Bible was unveiled in barefoot for 3 years, which was pause, barefoot, pause for concern. So, which prophet in the Bible was unveiled and barefoot for 3 years, which was pause for concern? 866-348-7884. And if they can guess that riddle, Danny, tell them what they'll win.
Well, they will win 4 tickets to the Wake Forest versus Xavier basketball game on December 14th, a Saturday. And they can also win a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
Not just any book.
Not
just any book. They can win Unveiled itself. We have it right here in front of us. Identity Unveiled. So, yes, they could win. And it's in the prize vault as we speak. But I've taken it out just for a moment to take a look at it. And it's we're unveiling it today on Kingdom Pursuit. So I didn't mean to. Actually, it was a little bit downright funny, Danny. You know.
It was. I'm saving my laughter so when I can calm down and get back in my office.
You know, and later on you'll remember, oh, I was supposed to play that music when I... Well,
you know, I tried to play it and it wouldn't play. Computer issues again.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Reflections on God's grace. This is what it says right here. So
Amen.
We're going to think about that. Because I was told just recently that you're his favorite, Danny.
I am?
Yeah, you're Jesus' favorite. It's what it says. He declared that it was in Isaiah 61. This is the year I declare that Danny is my favorite.
Well, I am encouraged by that.
It's true, but he's also my... that's the word favor, right?
Right.
That's what it means.
Yes.
That's grace. It's a beautiful thing to know you're his favorite. It's just... it's one
and,
of those
and in his favor.
There you go.
Yes. Amen.
Good. Amen.
866-34... I'm shocked. I am shocked that nobody is calling at this point with either their God encounter or with the answer to this very easy riddle about which prophet in the Bible was unveiled in barefoot for 3 years, which was pause for concern. 866-348-7884. But getting into your story, Shireen.
Yes.
So what I would like to do actually before we get into that story, because we can let them all, you know, say, man, I can hardly wait on that. But you had another book that you actually wrote before this.
Yes.
And I love that story.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Change Unveiled. I call it my conversational book for chicks, for women. And it's just 7 short chapters of things that I care about that I think other women care about too. And for each short chapter, I tell my story pertaining to that category. So the categories are food, fashion, fitness, friendship, family, fulfillment, and fun.
Let's see how quickly she can say that, but let's say I'm slower.
Okay.
Food,
fashion, fitness, friendship, family, fulfillment, and fun, all grounded in faith. And so what I do is I encourage the reader to make small steps toward better change in each of those categories, and really just to celebrate who they are as a woman.
So you can see that this unveiled thing is like huge.
Yeah.
And
strong.
In your ministry. And that it really led to a business, which
yes,
is your
yes,
coaching.
It, yes,
so
it
tell
did.
Us about that.
Well, several years ago in my 40s, I went back to graduate school and earned my master's of professional counseling and used it a little bit in my city where I reside. And
High Point.
And trying to determine what the next steps were, I went to lunch with a friend who encouraged me to go into life coaching. And so that's where I've landed.
Which has a lot to do with the 10 things that we're talking about. And later on, identity.
Yes.
Unveiled. So we're going to find out about that. We got way more coming from Trey, because he's going to explain more about humility and that kind of thing. We got David in Greensboro, Beth in Richmond, but we do not have you. 866 866-348-7. I would love to hear another story. 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so blessed. You have no idea what you are in store for. I'm telling you, you're not going to believe the reveal on this unveiling. The Shireen Gentry identity, and believe me, it's a very cool identity unveiled. So we're going to get to that in a minute. We got Trey Jones with Welcome Home Baptist, which happens to be in Walkertown/Kernersville. But yeah. I'm just personally thrilled to death because we have a Riddler on and we have a story to tell. So we're going to go to Beth, is in Richmond, Virginia this morning. Beth, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a beautiful morning.
Is it in Richmond? Is it cold?
Oh, my. Sunny. And
is it cold?
Yeah, pretty cool, but not bad.
Okay. All right. So what you got?
There was a cold night.
Oh, okay.
Some years ago that I was hoping to see meteors. And had to set my clock for like 1 a.m. because they were predicted to come at a certain time. And I thought, I've got to get up and go to work in the morning. I wonder if I should take the time to do that. So I prayed as I went to sleep. I thought, I'm not going to set the alarm. But I had all my warm stuff out ready to go out and lie on the porch and look up. So I woke up, went out, and just lay on my back and looked up at these meteors shooting through the sky. And I was thinking, that is so cool. And then I saw what I thought was a big wink.
Wow.
That's what made, when you mentioned wink, that's what made me remember. And I said, thank you so much. I enjoyed that. And he said, I love it too, sharing it. So out of nowhere, it seemed like God was saying, yeah, I like to share fun things.
That is, you know, that's exactly right, Beth. I mean, that's a relationship. And yeah, you came out there to see the spectacle, and he said, yeah, he gave you a wink. That is absolutely spectacular. Thank you. That makes my day. I am so glad you called in.
Well, thank you. It's fun to hear all the stories.
It is, isn't it?
God is good.
It's God is good.
Hey, baby.
Especially when we are listening and looking.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. That's how you get to see. That's how, you know, I was thinking about that last week. Yeah. That Moses wouldn't have seen the burning bush if he wasn't looking.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You know, if he hadn't looked, he wouldn't have been the guy.
Have not, because we ask not.
Right. Thank you, Beth. God bless. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We have Antoinette again in Ports Mill, South Carolina. Antoinette, do you know about this unveiled prophet that was walking around barefoot?
He was. And the Lord said, just as my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot for 3 years, a sign and a wonder against Egypt and Ethiopia. Isaiah 20, verse 3.
Amen. To use my previous show, you have nailed it.
Yeah. That was good, Rob.
That's exactly right, Antoinette. Thank you. You know, and if you think about that, you know, God has got, certainly, he had to be winking at some people as they were thinking, why is this guy walking around naked? You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's getting people's attention because, you know, eventually we all have to be unveiled.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to use this moment, since I have you on the phone, Antoinette, to talk about what I think is the most beautiful unveiling I can find in the scriptures.
Okay.
Have you got a minute to listen to this? I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the book Song of Solomon, I studied this for a long, 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 long time. In the fifth chapter, the woman, it says, I was asleep, but my heart was awake. You might be familiar with that passage. And then all of a sudden, my lover appears, and he puts his hand through the lock of the door, and it was covered with myrrh, and his head was wet with the dew, with the drips, drops of the night. Hmm. but I don't want to get up and soil my feet. So she didn't get up. And he went away. And she goes out into the city to find him. And she says, they beat me. They bruised me. They took away my cloak. Means they unveiled her.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's good. Yes.
Okay. Well, listen to who it was, because this is Robbie's interpretation. Absolutely free of charge. You get to hear this for free. As I prayed and prayed and prayed about what that was, it was Peter. You see, remember the night in Gethsemane that there were the great drops of dew? You know, that's the only other place you find this in the scriptures, right? He was supposed to stay awake, but he couldn't because, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. And he slept, but his heart was awake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what? They take Jesus, right? He's gone. And so what happens is Peter goes out, and they take off his mask. They say, weren't you with him? And Peter's like, yeah. He's the biggest poser of all time. He's like, no, I don't know the guy. You know, he calls down curses on himself. And so he saw himself unveiled. You see what I'm saying? They took away his cloak so that everybody could see that he was a poser, that he really wasn't at this particular position. But then look what happens in the rest of the Song of Solomon, right? She eventually comes around and she tells you exactly where her lover is, which happens to be in a garden.
Wow. I hadn't put that together.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Peter, do you love me? You know. Now, there's no fish that I saw in the garden, but there is. You know, the picture that you have where they, you know, where you hear this, you know, you're altogether lovely. You know, you've got the feet of marble and all that stuff. That's the description that woman gives after she finds him in the garden. So. There's Robbie's interpretation of unveiled, and that just came to me because of your great Antoinette, the story. Aren't you the same lady who gave us the story earlier?
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information, get you the book,
wonderful.
Unveiled. God bless. Amen. I know I didn't mean to just run, but I was just like, I, this is a great time to talk about that, because doesn't that go along with what happened to you?
Oh, sure. Yes, I wasn't expecting an unveiling of sorts in my life. Wasn't looking for it, but it came. And so, really my book is about walking in your God-given identity. But as you know, Robbie, the title does have a double meaning.
Right. And so it's time to go there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, as I mentioned before, the paper trail that my adopted family of origin left behind was massive. And my grandmother, who raised me, has been gone since 1987. And both my parents died in 2001, 8 weeks apart. So I've had this massive paper trail in my belonging for years. And I would dive in and take a look and come back out, you know, let several years go by. And then two summers ago, I actually had a motive for going back through it again, and I was really looking for information about the maternal side of my family for a writing project that I had during graduate school, and it never really got off the ground. And I thought, you know, if this thing is ever going to get off the ground, I really need to get back into the mindset of my mother and my grandmother. And so what I discovered, what I unveiled, was circumstantial evidence as to my biological origin. And again, it is circumstantial evidence, but it points to the fact that I believe my biological father is the former Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi.
And wow. There's a lot of, yeah, wow. If you get the book, there's pictures.
Oh, yes.
There's information. But it as you were going through that, and I had a chance to read some, but I wanted to finish the book. I didn't get a chance to before the interview, but I saw enough to note there's this beautiful picture of your grandmother as a teenager, and you're mentioning her role in this. This is your adopted grandmother.
Yes, yes, of course.
So
the book is about, the first chapter is about the circumstantial evidence that I uncovered as to my biological origin. And just a little bit of word about the title itself. The word Shah which is used, the last Shah of Iran. The long version of that word is Shahan Shah, which literally translated means King of Kings. So the title, Identity Unveiled, Daughter of the King of Kings, first speaks to my biological origin, meaning, you know, I believe I am a daughter of the last Shah. But then the rest of the book goes into the backstory of my adopted family of origin, my grandmother, my mother, some about my father, and their life stories and a lot of pain that I uncovered with their backstories, and then how they dealt with that pain for their entire lives. And unfortunately, not really changing the storyline, but God does show up.
Amen.
And so my book goes into all that. And so I talk in the book about myself included, how all four of us in my family of origin were walking in the wrong identity. And then again...
Well, speaking of that identity, yes. One of the neat chapters, I think, in the book, and it's spectacularly illustrated, is your name.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean... Oh, my goodness, you were born without a name.
Oh, yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, to share a little of the backstory, the reason why, you know, she would be the daughter of the Shah of Iran, and nobody knows that, is that the Shah of Iran didn't have her through the queen. I mean, he had a bunch of teenage...
Correct, yes.
You know, young ladies that might have been involved. Yeah.
He was the king. Yeah. Who says no to a king?
And so... You know, this birth was needing to be covered up from the beginning. So,
exactly.
Oh my goodness, when you look at the documents. So, oh, we got so much coming up. You've got to hear this. You got to stay tuned. And if you got a story, we'd love to hear it. 866-348-7884. We got so much more coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And the phone is ringing, so I like that, because we got another story coming. So I'm very, very excited about this. And when we left our hero, Shireen, we didn't even know her name. She was born, like, there's this document, and it's like name, last name, unknown. First name, unknown. Oh, my goodness. How did you feel when you realized that was you?
Well, the interesting thing is, let me back up a little bit. I have no birth certificate. I've never had a birth certificate. And so the only documentation that I have at all was issued the month that I went to live with my adopted parents in Tehran. My father was American military and was the commanding officer of the 64th Engineering Battalion, and that's what took him and my mom to Tehran in the first place. So he had a military assignment, and that's why they were there at any rate back in the early 60s.
Yeah.
But no, I have no birth certificate at all. And so
who you know, that was one of the questions I had, is because it says name unknown. Who decided Shireen, and where what does that name mean, and where did it come from?
Okay, well, it's actually a Persian name, and from what I'm told, it's a very common Persian name, which literally translated means sweet. So my mother, my adopted mom, wanted me to have a Persian name with a good Southern middle name, which was Lee. So, but I was not legally given that name until the time of my adoption at the age of 4 years old, once we were stateside. We had left Tehran, so I legally did not have that name until 1966.
Wow. Now, what did they call you up till four?
Well, she had already, you know, she already knew she wanted to name me Shireen.
Okay.
So, and that is documented on photographs.
But the really interesting part, then the question that, you know, for those of us who are like intrigue minded like me, like, oh my goodness, there were 4 months, you believe, right, that you were in the palace.
Oh, 7 months, actually.
Excuse me, seven.
Yep, seven
I had
months.
That wrong. 7 months,
yes.
You're in the palace.
Yes.
Before you ever were, you know, tried to get out of the country, before they tried to get you out of the country. And what do you think they called you?
I have no idea.
But the one letter made mention about your eyes, the girl with the pretty eyes?
Yes, the certificate of ID that I do have, which was issued at the age of 7 months. I guess my parents felt like they needed to have some sort of documentation in hand to identify me. And so the name on that sheet is Farusa, which translated means blue or turquoise, which my mom said the nurses in the hospital gave me that name because of my blue eyes. The surname on that certificate is Kaviani Monferred, which last summer I have a Persian friend who went back to Tehran and said that there was no such name, no such surname at all. So names are very big in that country. So for me to have a name issued on a certificate of ID, which basically just means blue, and then a surname which apparently doesn't exist, pretty much says that I was...
Right. There's something...
She's a secret agent.
Yeah.
She's a secret.
So, and again, the book is Identity Unveiled, Daughter of the King of Kings. If you go to kingdompursuits.com, you'll see the link there. You can order it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle, however you go about getting it. And again, if you do get it, be sure and, you know, go down and respond, you know, under comments, give her 5 stars or whatever, and talk about what you liked about the book. You know, that all those things are really important to new authors. This book, Stu Epperson told me that it was one of his all-time favorites when he was on the last trip. That he was like, he put aside all other books because this story is so intriguing.
That's so kind.
And what all is involved in that. But speaking of stories, we have Angela is in Burlington. Angela, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great. What is your story?
Okay. Well, my God encounter happened in New York City the last week of November. Just a brief background, Bill Barford is a Christian composer. He has a company that is called Celebration Tours International. He writes music, and people can come together for various tours around the world, and they sing. Well, my tour was in New York City, and we premiered a Christmas program at Carnegie Hall. And my God encounter, the first part of it, was how God could bring 350 singers who'd never sung together before and just bring us together as one voice.
Wow.
And that was a beautiful thing. Now, the truly amazing part of it happened at Carnegie Hall on November 25th. Carnegie Hall's a very famous place, and many secular performs there. And I went in, and there was going to be a lot of nervousness and intimidation, but it wasn't that way at all. And when that program started, Carnegie Hall became a house of worship. Worship. And it was so beautiful. And it's just like the audience just disappeared, and it was just God and us. I mean, it was so beautiful. And I did not come home the same person I was that when I went there. Oh, it was just...
That's awesome.
So amazing.
Have you got your radio on, Angela? Because I'm hearing myself.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm hearing this echo. It's probably me. But I happen to know that, Angela, you've had a tough year. She took care of her mother for years and years and years and years, for those of you who don't know the backstory. And her mother passed away this year.
Oh, man.
And so the opportunity that you had to go to New York was just spectacular. And then for you to have that kind of God encounter, and it reminded me of when they had the Million Man March a few years ago with Promise Keepers. It may have been 20 years ago. I don't know. It was a long time ago. But there were all these people on the lawn, and everybody was worshiping all at the same time. And that's an experience that you just don't ever forget, is it, Angela? Something that you can take with you to heaven. So,
amen. Yeah, and another thing that happened, I had an opportunity to pray with a Muslim person. He didn't accept Jesus, but I was able to give him a Bible and to pray for him, and he was very receptive and accepted it. He was a native of Guinea, West Africa.
What was his name, Angela?
Alisa. Alisa? Alisa. Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to pray for Alisa. We got to go to a break. I'm so grateful you called in. I'm going to put you back on hold so he can get your information, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Angela. God bless.
Thank you, Bobby. God bless. Merry Christmas.
You know, Trey, this is another example, because I know Angela's story a little bit.
Right,
She calls in, a wonderful lady.
300 people in one accord singing together that hadn't sung before.
But what you talked about, you know, God kind of had her in a place this year.
Right. Well, you know, it's like everybody we've talked to on this, and it goes back to the humility thing. Everybody has gone through in what I call fiery trial, which the Bible talks about, you know. They've gone through a fiery trial where God just seems to break them down. And once they get broken, it's like God just restores. During the restoration, he reveals himself.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. So we have got one more segment of Kingdom Pursuits. We would love your story. If you got one, we'd love to hear it. 866-348-7884. We got more identity to unveil here. So stay tuned. If you get a chance, go to kingdompursuits.com, and there you can order the book Identity Unveiled, get all the details, including these amazing pictures, which are worth the whole deal. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613. For these great radio specials.
Oh my God, that's a segment.
Yeah, the man who came.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And as you can tell, we're very excited to get back on the air. We got so much to tell you about Identity Unveiled, because identity is such a huge thing that, what, you know, in the book of Revelation, it's pretty clear you're going to get a new name.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you can ask him about that kind of stuff and he'll let you know ahead of time. He's got lots of names for you. I would bet on it that, like any child that you dearly love, you have 4 or 5 pet names for. I know you do. Or any animal, you have 3 or 4 things you call them. Your wife, in my case, I have lots of names. I call my wife the sweet names. And you're laughing because you think that you don't. But believe me when I tell you, God's got all. And you've got all those names for him, too. And one of them you find out today is the nail, is Jesus has that name as well. So your book has got some big, big messages that are kind of coming through that you want to make sure we mention.
Yes. My book is not all about me. Because honestly, if it were, then really who cares, right? So it's not just a memoir. But what it does is I've broken down the book into 3 main parts. And I'm encouraging the reader with unveiling questions at the end of each section to unveil their own backstory, and then what you can do to change your life's narrative, change the story if you need to, and then ending up with, because it's for His glory. Backstory, change the story for His glory.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's would good. Point out that with a quick study of genealogy or a quick study of the New Testament, you're going to discover that you are a child of Abraham.
yes, cool.
And which, by the way, puts you in the line of the King of Kings. I'm just saying.
Right.
Same bloodline. He is your brother. And I'm telling you that this is spiritually gigantically huge. So I love this. If you dive into that a bit, who am I?
Yes.
Who really am I?
Well, you know, in today's culture, Robbie, especially with social media and all that goes with that, we're really trying to live other people's life stories. And I think my take on it is that we are so busy trying to live a life of comparison based on what other...
False comparison, by the way.
False comparison for how people around us or our perception of how other people's lives are going. The essence of the book is, look, don't put your life and what's going on in your life, your family's life, even your hardships, don't live your life in comparison with anyone else's life. You know, Hebrews tells us that, you know, we have been put on this planet to run our own race, not someone else's. And so, you know, it is quite freeing if you kind of go there with God and lean into your own life story, your own backstory, what needs to change in your life story, so you can move forward. And then it's about impacting and encouraging others' lives as a result of your own story. What have you lived through that now you can encourage someone else with? And again, the questions...
Well, it's just, you know, again, from the picture that you paint with the book.
Yes.
That if you don't unveil, then you can't reflect God's light, right? I mean, you got to take the cover off the mirror.
Yes.
And so if you can get the cover off the mirror, then, oh my goodness, His light's pretty bright. When He sheds that, you know, then your light is not the bushel basket that we've all find ourselves covering ourselves with.
Right. And even not just who we are or trying to be someone that we're not, but for me, and I do go into a little bit of this in the book, is for me to become whole again, I had to kind of lean into the places of unresolved pain in my own heart, which I didn't want to do.
Right.
And so, but part of that was my misunderstanding of who God is in my life. I had a wrong concept, a wrong God concept.
Well, I hate to cut you short, but we only have a minute left.
Yes.
And I need people to know that they can go get this book at Kingdom Pursuit to get the rest of the story and the rest of those things. But also wanted to give Trey a minute to talk about a need in his church and share a little bit on that.
Sure. I just want everybody to pray for Pastor Carl, you know, be with him in prayer.
What's Carl's last name?
Taylor. Had an AFib disorder a couple of days ago, I think it was, or a day ago. And recovering, doing well at home, but just remember that, if you will.
So we got Elisa, if you're listening. I hope they remember the Muslim that Angela talked about that we can pray for. We pray for Pastor Carl and his church, as I'm sure it's going to be a bit of a tough weekend for them. They had planned a big, big event.
Yes, yes,
we and did. They had to cancel that. So, you know, wow, we can be praying for that church. And, oh, my goodness, the book, it's called Identity Unveiled, and you got to see this thing. It's amazing. Go to kingdompursuits.com. All the pictures and stuff that really would show you some ways that you've got this stuff in your own life. I can assure you, it's been really, really cool. So thank you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits. Don't forget, we got Mast and Journey coming up here now at 12 o'clock. Right now, you get to hear Encouraging Prayer with Pastor Banks, and he's going to be talking about a Christmas game that's going to be worth. I mean, you got to hear this one. It's a new Christmas game that's going to help you grow closer to Jesus. Thank you so much. We're so grateful for you listening to us today. Without you guys, we got nothing. So thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.